Today is Thursday, June 5th, 2026. This is your AI briefing for Startup Operator. Walmart discovered the hard way what happens when you let agentic workflows run on single-turn cost assumptions. Their internal tool, Code Puppy, blew through budgets so fast they ended the unlimited token policy entirely. Uber responded by capping every employee at $1,500 a month. And a Bain & Company survey from April 2025 found that roughly 40% of companies are hitting below 10% AI cost savings against targets of 11 to 20%. The root cause across all three signals is the same. Nobody instrumented the spend before they scaled. Let me give you the math that's breaking budgets right now. A single-turn chatbot costs about 15 hundredths of a cent per interaction on Claude Sonnet. A simple agentic task, 3 to 5 tool calls, costs around 3 cents. That's 20 times higher. A complex agentic task with 10 or more tool calls, RAG and code execution, about 22.5 cents. That's 150 times a single-turn interaction. Now multiply that out. 10,000 employees, 20 agentic tasks per day, at 22.5 cents each. That's $45,000 per day, $1.35 million per month. That is the exact number Walmart was staring at. This is the structural cost escalation operators are flying into blind, and it is accelerating. Before we get into solutions, let's situate the competitive landscape, because two major platform plays dropped this week that directly affect your architecture decisions. OpenAI reported that Codex now has 5 million weekly active users, and here's the number that should make every B2B builder stop. Non-technical knowledge workers are adopting at 3 times the rate of developers. 72% of those users are producing PDFs, spreadsheets, or equivalent artifacts every single week. OpenAI is not trying to be a developer tool anymore. They're trying to own the entire knowledge work layer. The new role-specific plugin bundles 6 roles, 62 integrated apps, 110 skills, are designed to create switching costs that go way beyond model-level portability. Sales teams, data analysts, investment bankers, each bundle comes with pre-configured instruction sets and interactive buttons inside the preview pane. And Codex Sites lets any generated artifact become a shareable, deployable web app via URL, no download needed, updatable post-share. Think interactive revenue forecast planners replacing static spreadsheets. That is a workflow dependency, not a feature. Microsoft is counterpositioning with the MAI model family. Mustafa Suleiman at Build claimed MAI Thinking 1 delivered the highest win rate against GPT 4.5 quality on McKinsey-specific tasks, while being 10 times lower on cost. The architecture uses 1 trillion parameters with mixture of experts for inference optimization. But here's the honest read, and the AI Daily Brief called this out directly. MAI Thinking 1 shows unusually low scores on GPQA and Terminal Bench 2.0, and it is not competitive on general agentic coding benchmarks against Anthropic or OpenAI models from one generation prior. This is a cost optimization play for narrow, well-defined enterprise tasks. Do not evaluate it on diverse or general workloads. The benchmark data simply does not support that use case. Building on that competitive framing, Thomas Lafont of Coatue Management, which manages $55 billion in assets, made a striking observation at the All-In Summit this week. OpenAI and Anthropic have collectively surpassed both Google Cloud and Microsoft Azure in revenue trajectory as of mid-2025, starting from near zero in January 2025. He called it the fastest-scaling software businesses his analysis has ever measured. Anthropic has filed a confidential S-1 with the SEC, and Lafont Project's OpenAI will follow within 12 months. His explicit flag for operators, post-IPO, these companies will rationally compete on price. If you have more than 10 million monthly API tokens, do not lock in pre-purchased credits at current pricing. Model a 15 to 25% pricing buffer, for the second half of 2025 through the first half of 2026. Now let's talk about what you can actually build and deploy this week. Because the token cost crisis has a concrete, three-part response. First, instrument before you optimize. This is not optional. The Bain survey found that 44% of companies are funding their next AI investment tranche from assumed, not realized, cost savings. If you do not have per user, per task cost attribution running right now, you are in that 44%. Helicone.ai has a free tier that installs in 4 to 8 hours on most stacks. It captures per request cost, latency, and error tracking. Pair it with Langsmith at $39 a month for prompt versioning and agent flow visualization. The ROI math is not subtle. A single 10% prompt efficiency improvement at 10 million calls per month on Claude Sonnet saves $12,000 per month. That's 133 times the tooling cost. Do this today. Second, build a model routing layer. This is 2 to 3 engineering days of work. You write a task complexity classifier that dispatches simple requests, extraction, formatting, summarization, to Claude Haiku 3 or GPT-40 Mini, and routes complex reasoning tasks to Sonnet or GPT-40. The cost differential is stark. Haiku runs at about 25 cents per million input tokens. Sonnet runs at $3 to $5 per million. If you can route 70% of your traffic to the cheaper tier, you're looking at a 60 to 70% cost reduction on that portion of traffic. Validate it with an A-B test on 10% of traffic before full rollout. The AI Daily Brief pegs the expected blended savings at 30 to 40% on existing token spend with negligible quality degradation. Third, implement token budget governance at the API gateway layer, not just application logic. Uber's $1,500 per employee monthly cap is the operational model. At standard GPT-40 pricing, that cap can get exhausted fast with parallel agentic use. The architecture you want: soft alert at 80% of budget, hard cap with automatic model fallback to Haiku or Flash at 100%, and per-team monthly budgets with enforcement baked into the gateway. If your cap logic lives only in application code, it will get bypassed. Two more technical signals worth building around before I wrap. Minimax M3 launched June 1, 2026, with a 1 million token context window using sparse attention architecture. For comparison, Claude 3.5 Sonnet tops out at 200,000 tokens and GPT-40 at 128,000. The model ran an autonomous endurance test where it reproduced a research paper over roughly 12 hours, 18 code commits, 23 charts, no human intervention. Open weight release on Hugging Face is planned within about 10 days of launch. Important caveat: the 60% SWE Bench Pro coding score is Minimax's own self-reported number. Treat it as directional until you see independent validation on the official leaderboard. And a security signal you cannot ignore. The Meta Instagram exploit reported this week is the most important operational risk story in this briefing. The attack vector was social engineering Meta's AI support bot to link arbitrary Instagram accounts to attacker-controlled emails, bypassing two-factor authentication with AI-generated video passing liveness verification. The affected accounts included high-profile targets. The root failure was AI agent authorization governed by conversational context rather than cryptographic controls. Your immediate audit, ideally in the next 4 to 8 engineering hours, identify every AI agent action in production that modifies account state, transfers ownership, or accesses sensitive data. Classify them into 3 tiers: read-only actions the agent handles autonomously, reversible writes with audit logging and anomaly scoring, and irreversible or high-consequence actions that require human escalation. If any Tier 3 action relies solely on LLM judgment for authorization, that is a Priority 1 security issue. Remediation timeline is 1 to 2 weeks once you have the audit complete. Your sprint goal for this week is 3 items, sequenced by impact. Day 1. Get Helicone instrumented. No optimization is possible without measurement. Day 2 and 3. Scope your routing layer. Even a rough classifier that separates simple from complex tasks gets you to 30% cost reduction immediately. Day 4. Audit your agent authorization surface against the tier classification framework. One of those three actions will pay for your entire engineering week by end of month. The token reckoning is not coming. It is here. The operators who instrument now, route intelligently, and govern spend at the infrastructure layer are the ones who will still have margin when the agentic workload curve goes vertical. Thanks for listening. That's your AI operator briefing for today. Keep building. I'll see you in the terminal tomorrow.